Hi, this is Anna Popovich and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, so stay tuned and turn it up!
There's a track that could open any rock show, never mind a blues show. Brand new off their new album Pills and Ammo, the band are Southside Johnny and the Asprey Jukes, and rock and roll with blues combined together. And that's a single, I think, also forthcoming off the album, and that's called Harder Than It Looks. Welcome to The Raven and the Blues, and little bits of rock as well. My name's Dave Raven on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio, and of course as a podcast across the world. A show, again, as always, really a mix of both new and old, going back to the roots of the blues and also current stuff too, and most of it within the blues genre. That was a bit rocky. Let's move and go a little bit more rootsy now with the mighty Sam McClain, his album from last year, Bet You Don't Know. And here is a track called What Do You Want Me to Do?
Hey, hey, pretty mama, what you want me to do? I gave you my loving, Lord, I gave it all to you. You left me crying, holding my hand. You came back to say hello. Lord, girl, you had another man.
Come on, talk to me. What you want me to do? What you want me to do? What you want me to do? Love is strange. You know love is strange. As soon as you got it figured out, you know it's gone again, baby. Love is so strange. Oh, love is some kind of strange, baby. You say you love me. You say you love me, but it's hard to understand, baby. Come on, talk to me then. What you want me to do? What you want from me? What you want me to do?
Blues with bits of R&B and soul mixed in too. Mighty Sam McLean and What Do You Want Me To Do from the album from last year, Betcha Don't Know. Okay, to an album which is just being released right now here in the UK. Been out about, I think, 2 or 3 weeks in the States. It comes from Charlie Musselwhite. Charlie's been around, oh, since the 60s, really. Some 40-odd albums over those years. He started with Alligator, he didn't start. He did some albums with Alligator back in the 1990s, then left that record label, and he's now back again. And the album which has been released is called The Well. It's really sort of a compilation of personal stories of his early days in the blues, and the title track of the album, The Well, is how Charlie gave up drinking as he listened to a radio station. Sorry, my cough's getting bad today. Clear the throat. Listening to a radio station and the story of a young girl trapped down a well, and he thought, if she can be brave and sit down the well with a broken arm, I'm not going to drink until she's rescued. And he had been drinking kind of heavy, and so he stopped drinking until she was rescued and never started again. That was 22 years ago. It's a really fine album, and there are lots of good tracks on it. I was tempted to play The Well, but actually thought no. The one which really struck me when I played the album through the first time around is the track after that one, track number 4, and here it is. It's called When Highway 61 Runs.
Overtook me when I was a little child. Now the world is my home, mile after mile. Now people, let me tell you, where Highway 61 runs, it runs from my back door down to the setting sun. That's where I like to be alone. Blues is my comforter and a friend I've long known. Well, I look into the sky, but there's clouds behind my eyes. But blues is my companion, so my soul shall survive. To where blues was given birth, and your soul can catch that feeling rising up from Mother Earth. Well, you'll never be the same, and you'll never be alone. Well, now blues is your companion, and the world is your home.
Mix, harmonica right at the front, vocals a tad behind. Track number 4 on the album called The Well, just been released on worldwide release. You can iTunes, Amazon, all over the place. That's Charlie Musselwhite. All the tracks written by Charlie, and many of them sort of chronicling his early life in the blues and his hard times drinking, all the other things too. Some really good stuff on it. It's called The Well, the CD, out on now on Alligator Records. It's The Raven and the Blues. A couple of weeks ago, we had our live guest, Sean Taylor, and he autographed a CD, and I was going to give it away. That's his brand new one, Walk With Me, and the competition was terribly complicated, I did say. All you had to do was tell me the name of the CD before Walk With Me. What was it? I've put all the entries. Thanks. I've got about 20-odd of them here looking at this. Yeah, in a folder in my Entourage mail thing, which is called Sean Taylor Competition. And I'm now just going to scroll down and select at random. Okay, here we are. Alan Johnson. Well done, Mr. Johnson. You say, dear Mr. Raven. That's nice. You listen to the show on FM on Talk Radio, and you've correctly said the album before Walk With Me was Calcutta Grove, and so therefore I'm sending the CD to you in Malaga, Rincon de la Victoria, in the town of Malaga in Spain, where I bet you the weather it's much better than it is here. It's pouring with rain and has been for days and days and days. And it's our bank holiday weekend. It's the last one of the year. The next time we have a bank holiday in UK is Christmas time. And so consequently, we've got a long, long run now between August and right through until December. Where to now? Let's move to another new album. Newish anyway, been out about 4 or 5 months. It comes from Smokin' Joe Kubek and Bunoy's King. And it's the album Have Blues Will Travel. Here they are with Out of Body, Out of Mind.
Small.
guitar on the left-hand side was from Smokin' Joe Kubek. Guitar on the right, on the left-hand side. On the right-hand side was Bunoy's King, and he was also on vocals too. And on that particular track, which was written by Smokin' Joe and Bunoy's, and also Bruce Iglauer, the boss of Alligator Records, who also produced the album, and also a certain Petty. And I'm certain, because it has a sort of a Tom Petty feel to it, that was probably Tom Petty. But nowhere on the sleeve notes does it mention Tom Petty being involved. Nowhere does it sort of imply he was even at the recording. It actually thanks a guy for cowbell on the recording, but not Tom Petty. And I've searched Google, and I can't find anything anywhere, but it does sound a bit, little bit like Tom Petty, but presumably he was perhaps in the studio and helped with the writing of it, but it's down as written by Petty, Iglauer, Kubek and King. Off the album, which is called Have Blues Will Travel, came out about 2 or 3 months ago, and that's a track called Out of Body, Out of Mind. Where do we go to now? Dr. Charlie, I think. His CD came out this year called Prodigal Son, and here he is with the Ballad of John Mayall. Father of British blues, although I thought he was the godfather. Or was that Alexis Corner? Anyway, John Mayall in tribute there. That's Dr. Charlie from his recent album, Prodigal Son, and tribute to John Mayall, the father of British blues. Okay. somebody who's my friend on Facebook, who's been terribly busy recently. I look at listen to the festival she's been playing at and gigs she's been doing. Her name is Karen Lovely. Her album is called Still the Rain, came out early part of this year, and we've played a couple of tracks from it. Here's another one we haven't played. It's called Ask Your Heart.
You'd be better off without me. And in your mind, there's no doubt. You'd be better off without me. Well, okay, baby, your head says we should part. But baby, baby, did you ask your heart? Clearer every day. You'd be better off without me. So you're gonna go. Decisions made. You'd be better off without me. Well, okay, baby, your head says we should part. But baby, baby, did you ask your heart? So easy walking out on me. Bet my last dollar your heart will not agree. Begging, yeah, I heard. You'd be better off without me. I'll go my way if you're sure. You'd be better off without me. Well, okay, baby, your head says we should part.
Site is KarenLovely.com. She's on Facebook. If you're on Facebook and would like to be her friend and my friend, it's quite simple. My name on Facebook's Dave Raven. And that's a track from her album, which came out earlier on this year, called Still the Rain, and a track which is called Ask Your Heart. It's the Raven and the Blues. Stay with the ladies now, and staying in the States, and this time Robin Rogers on Blind Pig Records from her album a couple of years ago called Treat Me Right. We're going to play a track from that album. She's got a new CD coming out later on this year, which I'm looking forward to receiving, but as it isn't here yet, let's go back to her last one from a couple of years ago. Now, this is a track which was nominated for an award a year earlier in 2007. It's called Colorblind Angel, and it won second place in the blues category of the International Songwriters Competition back in 2007. So here she is, Robin Rogers and Colorblind Angel.
Thank you.
a long and lonesome road. Shots rang out on a hate-filled night. Now the world would know. Motor City mother, Lily White and Cecile, gave her life for the civil rights, fought against the fear. The legacy of all it fought goes on eternally. Women and men from walks of life live on in history. Viola, Viola, you laid your young life down. From Selma to heaven, a 3K's took you out.
Indeed, too. Robin Rogers. She's a she, as you probably gather. The album was called Treat Me Right. And that's the track called Colour Blind Angel. Okay, the Raven and the Blues. Let's stay or move now to a new album just been released called Live in London, and it features two guests who recently came to the show about 9 months ago now, I guess, Dave Kelly and Paul Jones of the Blues Band, often, of course, working together as a duo, and here they are working together as a duo, as I say, live in London, and this is a track called Noah Lewis Blues.
Walked all night out in the freezing snow. He walked all night out in that freezing snow. Well, that old man had a home, but you know his mind didn't live there no more. They found him next day. They really tried to get him well. That's when they cut off his feet where they had frozen. They found him next day. Man, they really tried to get him well. Yes, but it didn't do Noah no good. You know they might have just left him where he fell. Sure could play the blues, but that weather don't care how well you play. It'll freeze anyone it chooses, and it ain't the one thing that really give a man the blues. And that is walking in the snow without no bottom to his last pair of shoes. Thank you.
the other man. That's what he said. He said his regular occupation, taking women from the other man. Well, now maybe those women, I don't know, maybe cocaine got him in the end. Now I got a girl, she long and tall, and I love her, don't you know? But I would give up for an hour or so just to hear Noah play once more. That chick I saw sparkling, train going north or going to Germany. But I won't never hear no more mingle with blues or hear him singing violently.
Song of Noah Lewis Blues, sung by Paul Jones and Dave Kelly, written by Paul Jones. Noah Lewis, one of the first bluesmen from the jug bands of the early part of the last century, and he died in poverty of frostbite, or was it gangrene from the frostbite? But he died, I know, of hence the story there you heard from Paul Jones singing, at the age of about 70 odd or thereabouts in the early 1960s. But an influential man in the early days of the blues, and so Paul Jones and Dave Kelly, the very good album Live in London and Noah Lewis Blues. This is the Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe. An album which came out this year called Rubber Tramp Road comes from Brett Beardsley. Now, Brett, his album is full of some fine tracks, some of which can't get played on the radio, which is kind of sad. This one can be, though. It's the Robert Johnson original and Come On Into My Kitchen.
The woman I love took for my best friend. Some joker got lucky, stole her back again. You better come on, Lord, into my kitchen. Well, it's going to be raining outdoors. Oh, woman gets in trouble. Gone to be raining outdoors. Oh, listen to the wind. Be raining outdoors.
That's the rain on the album, not the rain on the houseboat. Although, having said that, it is raining and has been for days and days and days. The album is called Rubber Tramp Road, just been released, Brett Beardsley, and that's the Robert Johnson original and Come On Into My Kitchen. Okay, staying with new releases, and this time, again, just been released in this last month or so here in the UK, but it came out, I think, earlier last year in the USA. It's the Robert Cray Band, their new album called This Time, and here they are with To Be True.
Give me all of your love, and I'll promise to be true. I can't live one more day without you. 'Cause I know what I've said, and I know just what I've done. And undo the wrong. At night I lay awake just to watch you sleep. Living in this house ain't easy when we hardly speak. Think about the love we once knew, and we'll know just what to do. Give me, oh, give me a chance. Give me, oh, give me a chance to be true. When I look in your eyes and saw the pain I've caused, I swore I could never hurt you again. I regret what I said. I feel bad for what I've done, but I took a gamble and almost lost your love. I lay awake just to watch you sleep. Living in this house ain't easy when we hardly speak. Think about the love we once knew, and we'll know just what to do. Give me, oh, give me a chance. True.
Robert Cray Band, the album This Time, on release across the world now, and there is a track which is called To Be True. It's the Raven and the Blues. Here is a brand new release, and yet the track itself is probably about 20-odd years old. It's a reissue, but what they've actually done, it's Mitch Cashmar and the Pontiacs. Now, they've been around in California for some 30 years, and this album was recorded, I think, way back when they were touring Europe, about the middle 1980s. What they've actually done, though, is repackaged it, and they've done a couple of new bonus tracks as well, but I'm going to, rather than play the sound of Mitch Cashmar as he is now with the Pontiacs, I thought we'd go back to the sound of Mitch Cashmar and the Pontiacs when they were young and gay and innocent, something like that. Here they are with Night Creeper.
I'm a night creeper, baby. I can stand the light of day. I'm a night creeper, baby. I can't stand the light of day. Well, you won't see me running around till the stars come out to play. I like my pockets full of dollars, good reefer and good wine. Yes, I like my pockets full of dollars. Want my good loving all the time. You know I wake up in the morning, roll over and sleep some more. I'm so tired of working, it makes my shoulders sore. I'm a night creeper, baby. I can't stand the light of day. Well, you won't see me running around till the stars come out to play. Cause I'm a night creeper, baby.
It's amazing how the way the program sort of comes together sometimes. I don't actually sit down with a plan, but it's actually come out very harp-based so far. That's, in fact, been so far. We're almost at the end. But that's Mitch Cashmar and the Pontiacs from their album just been reissued from about 20-odd years ago. It's called 100 Miles to Go. It's all the original tracks from their first album, but also a couple of extra ones too they've just recently done. And we'll come back to those two tracks a little bit later on. But that's a track called Night Creeper. Okay, another new album now. It's we've featured it once before on the program about 2 or 3 months ago. English band called the Spike Drivers. Their album is called Seven, which is not unsurprisingly the number of CDs they've had released. And here they are with Steady Rolling Train.
I got a love like a steady rolling train, riding so easy. Get a good child.
That's their new album called Seven. The band are called the Spike Drivers, three-piece band from the UK. Track written by the vocalist Ben Tysak. That is Steady Rolling Train. Let's look at the time. We're late. We're going to overrun this week, but no matter. It's not a radio program where we squeezed in for size because the Talk Radio Europe team have now left us. So it's just the Skybird Radio and the people listening as an MP3, which of course is you. Hello. That's almost it for the show this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music. Drop me an email wherever you are in the world, dave@raven.dj. Website is raven.dj/R&B. There you can follow links to all the artists, listen to all the old shows, buy the iPhone app, all that kind of stuff too, and donate to the programme. Let's close with a track from an album which again has just been released. It's called The Blue Sessions. It features Tim Woods, who I think is Pennsylvania based, I think. I did look it up earlier on this week when I was doing research for the programme, but this is, for me, he's a new name to the programme. He's never been on the show before. And here he is closing this week's show with a track called Bad Whiskey and Cocaine. Not a good mix. Have a great 7 days. Hope the sun shines upon you and life is good. I'll talk to you in a week's time. From me, Dave Raven, thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Broke up a many happy home. I said bad whiskey and cocaine. Broke up a many happy home. I wouldn't mind you drinking, baby, now. Just don't stay out all night long. Don't look at me Sunday morning, baby. I'll be home Monday morning, sure. Don't look at me Sunday morning, baby. I'll be home Monday morning, sure. Lord, you mistreat me, darling. Show me from your door.
Said and wrote a baby. Walked into my woman's door. Well, you told me this morning you don't want me anymore. You don't know, woman, you don't know the shape of me.
Don't stay up all night long.